Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
You're confronted by challenging decisions and you're trying to figure out, well, how do I know which way to go with it? I'm going to share a story that I was in Houston, Texas, many years ago, probably 37 years ago or so. And I was at a client who was the head of a major company, a financial management company. I was dealing with billions of dollars. And I went to lunch with him and went by his office, which happened to be in the same building, before we went to lunch. And right as I entered his office, a gentleman came in and said that, one of our funds has dropped a lot. I mean, like $400 million, I think, in the last hour or something like that. And he was just shocked. This guy was shocked. And he told the guy that I was going to lunch with, well, you know, what do I do? And he just, in a split second, he said, just do this. And he said, you ready to go to lunch, John? And in my mind, I had a knot in my stomach because I can't imagine, you know, losing $400 million or something like that in a fund. And it just was temporary in the market. It was just a dip, but he was reacting because the market was going down. And I asked him on the way to the restaurant, I said, you know, how did you make that decision? How do you make the right decision? And he says, I don't waste my time in trying to make the morally right decision in this case. I just make a decision and then I turn around and I use it to my advantage. And I thought that was interesting. He had the courage to just make a decision and then whatever comes out of it, he'll turn and make another decision and keep moving it in a direction of where he can use it to mitigate it. Because you can get to analysis paralysis on probabilities of what's going to happen. In fact, if you look carefully in your life, every decision you made has both benefits and drawbacks. And no one knows all the consequences of any decision. No one. So if you're expecting to have a decision that is absolutely certain, well, all positive and no negative, it's not going to happen. Or all negative, no positive. Any of those things don't exist. In fact, the longer the data we have in over time that we accumulate, according to the central limit theorem, the higher the probability of a bell curve distribution on the advantages and disadvantages. Like I say, when you do something, you have no idea what all the consequences are, the advantage and disadvantage of any action you take over a long period of time. That's why morality many times is very murky. We have to narrow our minds to make a black and white absolute morality sometimes. But the decision process is based on probability. All your past experiences you're bringing to the table, and if it reminds you of something in the past that was painful, you're going to tend to withdraw from that decision, go in a different direction. And if it's pleasure, you're going to tend to go. So it's the probability of those experiences that you have and the reality that every decision's got both advantages and disadvantages. So I'd rather not do that. I'd rather bring my perceptions into balance and see both sides of what's going to happen and see it objectively. And what that does is it brings the blood glucose and oxygen into my forebrain, into the medial prefrontal cortex, where I get spontaneous actions, not decisions from the amygdala. The amygdala is always assigning valencies that are skewed in order to survive, and they're exaggerating things and distorting it with subjective bias. And so we tend to go in the direction of what we think is going to be more advantage and disadvantage, but there is no real thing that's got that. So if we go into the executive center and we get it to balance, our own wisdom acts. And we just know to act a certain way. It's quite interesting. So I don't try to make decisions that are, you know, I'm going to get all benefits out of this. Because you set a goal, you think there's going to be more advantage and disadvantage. By the time you achieve that goal, you found out it was a whole lot of challenges and obstacles that you had to go through, threats along the way. When you look at the end, they were balanced. So I would say balance the equation now. Look for both the pros and cons, mitigate the risks that are there, and look at the advantages. The risks that you see when they do, it calms down the fantasy that you think there's going to be a positive without a negative and allows you to see both sides. And when you see both sides simultaneously, you have a real objective. You've mitigated the risks. You're ready for the things that are really going to happen. You're prepared for what the real outcome is. The consequences will be benefits and drawbacks. And you're able to act more spontaneously and inspired without having to fret over the outcomes of probability thinking. So give yourself permission to prioritize your life and know that there's two sides to every event, and to try to make one bad and good and only an absolute is just a delusion that people come up with sometimes, only to be humbled by it in the future when they find out it had the other side.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.